Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and today's spotlight shines down on Akron Zips running back Andrew Johnson. Andrew Johnson was one of the most highly prospects coming out of PA during his high school years back in 2003, and he headed to the University of Miami, where he played before transferring to Akron, and now he's getting ready for his pro day, which was supposed to be today, but got moved up to March 25th. Andrew, welcome to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. How you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. Now, I was speaking with your agent, Scott Tall, yesterday when he called and said, your pro day was moved from today to next week. I told him, we talked to guys that are going through the same situation as you. When you heard that news, what was your first reaction?
It was kind of upsetting because I really had my mind set on today and going out, working out, and kind of getting past this part of the training and moving to another stepping stone and getting ready for the draft. But you know, everything happens for a reason, so hopefully it'll benefit us in a positive way.
I hear that. I told Scott, it's kind of like waking up Christmas morning and then they got to see another week to open up.
Yeah, they got us salivating to run and to work out. Then they just pulled the plate off the dinner table. So you know, hopefully next week will be a little better.
Cool. How are you feeling in preparation for your pro day? I mean, you 100%? You ready to go?
I'm 100%. You know, I'm ready to run. I actually went on a diet about 2 weeks ago, and I cut a lot of weight, you know, so I was up to about 227. Now I'm about 215. So hopefully that benefits me when it comes to the 40 and the shuttle and you know, really all the drills.
Now, if you folks out there listening aren't aware, now Andrew just isn't fast. He's like world fast. Rumor has it you may be able to turn like a 1.410 flat, which would put you like tops in the nation, maybe even being one of the fastest running backs in this draft class. Do you feel that way?
Hopefully, God willing. I wouldn't go as far as world class, though. You might be stretching me a little bit. But, but you know, I've always run track since I was five. So, you know, speed has always been something to help me out and kind of put me a step ahead of a lot of other people. So hopefully I can come out and perform well and come out and have the title of one of the fastest backs in this draft class.
Now, when you started, like we said, you played in Pittsburgh, your high school football. You went to the University of Miami. I think you were recruited by Larry Coker?
Yes, and Art Keogh.
And then that was a crowd. You had Phil Moss, what, Jared Payton, Frank Gore there when you – you were there during your time?
When I went in, Frank Gore was the starter. Tyrone Moss was back behind him.
Okay, and then, like I said, now injuries just, they seem to take a toll. It seems like you can never get going. Every time you got your foot, you know, ground, you know, something happened. You just couldn't find a place. What brought you to Akron?
Well, after my third year at Miami, I thought it was time that I need to make a move for maybe a place close to home and, you know, with more of an opportunity. And Akron, I knew Coach Brookhart from when I was getting recruited at University of Pittsburgh because that's where I had originally committed to coming out of high school before I went to Miami. So I knew Coach Brookhart, and a lot of the coaches on the Akron staff are from Pittsburgh. The offensive coordinator actually went to my high school. So, you know, a lot of them knew of me. I had a few friends on the team who I knew who, you know, kind of gave me the thumbs up to come to Akron, and that's where I ended up.
How was your time there? I mean, I saw that you played, what, 10 out of 12 games this past year. You did miss a couple. What, was it Kent State and Bowling Green you missed?
I missed Kent State and Bowling Green completely. And there was a few other games that I dressed for that I really didn't play in because of my I had a stinger.
Yeah, and you had that. Yeah, I saw that you had that neck injury. They carted you off in an ambulance, huh?
Right. It was just, you know, freak accident, the way I got tackled, and it kind of messed up the nerves. But, I mean, all that healed up. You know, I gave time to rest without all the pounding of, you know, spring ball and camp and everything right now. So, you know, I'm back to 100%. And I build up muscle around the nerves, and, you know, hopefully I'll be perfectly fine.
I hope you are, man. Like I said, I'm excited to see what you got. You know, when I look back at your career and I see how you've had some nagging injuries, I mean, I think you could flip it towards your advantage and say you don't have a lot of wear and tear on your body. And it makes me think of, like, guys like Cedric Benson, who were like bell cow workhorses at Texas. You know, they carried the ball over 300 times. They're just animals. You know, and they get to the pros and their bodies are so beaten down that they actually can't stay healthy. So I think you kind of can spin it your way, man. You don't have a lot of wear and tear, and you got the speed, the size. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing what you can do in the pros.
Yeah, I mean, right now I feel like I don't have a lot of miles on this body, so I got a lot of punishing I can take and a lot of punishing I can give. So, you know, hopefully it works out for the best. You know, the only person I look at right now is really Willie Parker, you know, who really didn't get a good shake in North Carolina. And I watched him, you know, being a Steelers fan, and the way he worked his way up through the NFL and became one of the top running backs that are out there now. So, you know, hopefully it can work out for me in that favor.
Is there anybody that you pad in your game after? I mean, would it be somebody like Willie Parker? We said, hey, I mean, if we put you in shoulder pads and a uniform in the NFL and you wanted to imitate somebody, who would that be?
I look at a few backs. Right now, I look at Willis McGahee. I look at Frank Gore. I look at Ben Porters, you know, guys that I actually worked out and trained with and who shared a common university with me. You know, I look at those guys and try to pattern my game after that. They all have something to bring to the table, and they're all great running, you know. So I look at those guys and the way they run and their passion for the game and the way that physically, the way they play and how I compare it to myself. And, you know, that's what I really look at.
Now, speaking of, we were talking earlier about you going on a diet from 227 down to 215. Since the off season, have you been working out at a facility or have you been training on your own? How have you been going about that, getting ready for your pro day?
I actually flew back to Miami and worked out at the university with a lot of the guys that are coming out from UM. So that's where I worked out for about 2.5 months.
So is there a lot of players frequent down there that, you know, are there any former, you know, alum down there helping you guys out when you're there?
Yeah, there's always guys that stop in and out, you know, regularly. There's always a pro that comes through and, you know, might tell us what we need to know about the NFL and, you know, the small things that you really don't know that you would never think about, you know, if you don't know someone that's been a veteran in the NFL. So it always helps to get the little tidbits of what'll help.
Excellent. And we're speaking with Andrew Johnson, former Akron Zip running back who's supposed to time pretty good in the 40. He's joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Andrew, in regards to your pro day, are there any things, I think you're going to have the speed nailed down, are there any other things that you really want to show the scouts more than something that you're not so concerned about?
I want to show that my quickness can match my speed. You know, I don't want to be labeled as one of the guys that's a track guy that played football, you know, that I could actually move laterally and I had the leg drive and the power and explosiveness to excel in the NFL. I don't want to just be, you know, a straight ahead sprinter who can't move and can't cut and can't slash.
Yeah. Have you had any contact with any NFL teams? Do you have any, like, scheduled workouts planned?
I haven't talked to any teams right now. I actually haven't talked to my agent about that. I just wanted to focus on pro day. And once pro day came, and if I had a good workout, then hopefully the calls will start coming in.
Cool. Now, getting back, we've been talking about this pro day. So, I mean, so you call that you're not going to have your workout today. Were you looking forward to just maybe relaxing this week after the pro day?
Kinda. I mean, I wasn't going to take my foot fully off the gas, but I would take a few days to myself, you know, because I've been training since January 4th.
Okay.
So my foot's been on the gas full throttle all the way until now. And, you know, I kind of want to take a few days to myself, but I understand, you know, that's what it is sometimes. You know, sometimes you get thrown a curveball. So you just adjust, get back to it, and, you know, get back on the grind and make it work.
Now, either saying Akron, you're playing in the MAC, or you could either talk about ACC with Miami. Who are some of the tougher opponents you've played against?
Really, the tougher opponents I played are the guys that I practice with in Miami. I mean,
okay.
I played against a defensive a first rounder, you know, from Rocky McIntosh to Antrell Roll to Brandon Merriweather to, you know, Kareem Brown. I mean, all these guys are on NFL teams, and it was a great defense. You know, our defense was always top five in America when I was there. So,
yeah,
I mean, really, the toughest opponents were the guys that I was on the team with, who I was competing with.
Excellent. You know, Miami has, I mean, they have been a powerhouse of NFL production over the last 10 years. And I mean, even from the running back, you got Edgerrin James, Frank Gore, Willis McGahee, Clinton Portis. And you were right in the trail. I mean, when you were recruited, that was right when Miami was just putting out those guys left and right. So.
Yeah, exactly. I fit in well in Miami. You know, I played a lot my freshman year. You know, I just had the knee injury at the end of my freshman year that kind of set me back and put me behind the eight ball. But, I mean, when I'm healthy, I can play with the best of them.
You know, and I believe that because I was looking at your stats. I was going back through your carries and your attempts and like, your long, what you broke, like, I think it was 2006, you had, like, 14 attempts, but you had a long run of 46 yards. I think in 2005, if I have the numbers right, you had 5 attempts, but you had a long run of 24. So I think the big play potential is there. I mean, so if you get the ball 10 times, odds are you're going to break one for a pretty good distance.
Right. It's just about opportunities. I just tried to make the most of my opportunities whenever, you know, I was given a chance. So, I mean, right now, I feel like with the right opportunity and the right team that I can excel and help the team in any way possible. You know, even if it is, you know, kickoff or kick return, which I've done, if it's punt team or punt return team, you know, whatever it is, I feel like I could be an asset to any NFL team.
Excellent. Now, before we wrap things up, we always have a little thing on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Before we let you go, I call mine quick slants. They're just more simple, fun questions, just kind of one-liners. You ready to go with that?
All right, I'll give it a try.
All right, like I said, it's not too crazy.
All
right. Would you rather be a lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model? If you had to choose one profession, which one would it be?
I got to say a runway model. I can't keep this face off the runway, you know? I like to dress the whole thing with that, you know, dressing nice and then the nice clothes and, you know, walking out like that. So I got to say a runway model.
All right, well, we'll stick to that. Since we know you like dressing up, where would you be more successful? Would you be more successful on American Idol or Dancing with the Stars?
American Idol. I can't sing, but I like to sing. The whole dancing thing, that's not me. I'm a walk.
I like that woman. All right, would you hold a live tarantula in your hand?
No.
Everybody says no. The only guy,
question.
Chris Presley, Wisconsin fullback, he said not only would he hold it, but he said he'd bite his head off if he had to.
So. Need him. I need to find him. He needs to be my fullback.
Yeah, that's the kind of fullback you want. Yeah, he was the only guy. Everybody says no, or they say for the right amount of money, but he was the only one that said yes, and he was firmly on yes, and then he's like, I'll bite his head off. So, Andrew, I want to thank you for joining us. I know the last couple of days have been hectic in preparation for your pro day, which was supposed to be today, so it being canceled. We all appreciate you coming on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and we look forward to hooking up with you next Wednesday, the 25th, at your pro day.
Thank you, and thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
You take care, and good luck next Wednesday.
Thanks.
That was Andrew Johnson, former Akron Zip, who will be working out March 25th for Akron's Pro Day, and you've been listening to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.